Welcome to the deep dive. All right, so we're diving into some interesting stuff today. We're looking at three of Art Munoz's revenue, like clockwork newsletters.
Okay.
It's got this this theme running through them about how solopreneurs, especially those making the leap from corporate, really need to, embrace discomfort.
Interesting.
And challenge norms if they want to grow, find fulfillment, all that.
You know, that's something he really emphasizes, that idea of getting comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Not just working hard, but working smart.
I love that.
Questioning those assumptions we kind of pick up from the corporate world.
It's like, what if those old rules aren't doing us any favors anymore, you know?
Totally.
So we've got, let me debunk the myth that solopreneurship leads to loneliness.
Okay.
Why I'm a contrarian.
Interesting.
Why work results are about timing, not toil.
That's quite a lineup.
Each one kind of digs into a different part of this whole discomfort equals growth thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Super relevant for anyone thinking about ditching that 9-to-5 grind.
Especially those who've spent years in that corporate environment, you know.
Exactly.
Where fitting in and following the rules, that's what gets you ahead.
Right.
Then you try to go solo, and it's like, wait, those rules don't apply anymore.
Okay, so let's jump into that first newsletter.
Sure.
Debunking the Loneliness Myth.
I like that title.
Me too. It really struck me because it flips the script on a fear a lot of folks have.
About going solo.
Exactly.
What is it? The fear of being alone, isolated.
Totally. But Munoz argues, get this, corporate life can be more isolating.
Oh, wow.
Even though you're surrounded by people.
I think I see where he's going with this.
Had you ever felt lost in the crowd at work?
Oh, yeah.
Like you're just another cunning in the machine.
Definitely. It's like you're surrounded by people, but you're not really connecting.
Right. And Munoz points out that corporate structures kind of encourage that, you know?
Yeah.
Anonymity discouraging real connection.
You got to play the role, fit in, don't make waves.
Cubicle life. Literally and figuratively.
You nailed it.
But Munoz offers this really cool alternative, covenantal communities.
Okay, what are those?
So he's saying solopreneurs have this chance to build communities based on shared values.
Interesting.
Real support, the kind you don't always find in the corporate world.
I like that idea.
Instead of just accepting that solo equals lonely, he's saying go build your tribe.
Yeah.
And those connections are going to be way more meaningful because they're based on choice, not just who happens to be in the next cubicle.
Makes sense.
So it's like a shift in perspective, right?
Yeah.
From feeling trapped in these pre-existing structures.
Right.
To having the power to create your own.
And that's really at the heart of what Munoz is talking about. Okay. Embracing discomfort to grow, you know.
Totally.
Challenging norms, stepping outside those familiar corporate boxes.
Yeah.
That's how solopreneurs can unlock a whole new level of fulfillment.
All right. So we've tackled that loneliness myth. Now let's shift gears to contrarian thinking.
Okay, that sounds fun.
It is. That's in the second newsletter, Why I'm a Contrarian.
All right, let's hear it. Munoz really digs into this whole idea of discomfort being a teacher, you know?
Yeah.
He's not afraid to make bold statements.
Right.
Like, he just comes right out and says, I hate stagnation.
He does.
So I'm a contrarian.
That's so bold.
It's interesting, though, because in the corporate world, rocking the boat, that's a no-no.
Yeah, you got to play it safe.
Follow the rules. Don't question the status quo.
Exactly. But he's saying, especially for solopreneurs, real growth comes from breaking free from all that. Like, don't just accept things the way they are.
Question everything.
Challenge the assumptions.
He's like, he learned this from experience, too.
Yeah.
He had this contrarian mentor, Dr. Gary North.
Interesting.
And he talks about how Dr. North would constantly challenge his beliefs, push him out of his comfort zone.
I bet that was tough at first.
Oh, absolutely. But he learned to embrace that discomfort, see it as a chance to grow.
Yeah. And he's got this great quote about it.
Oh, yeah.
He says, often not knowing what you didn't want to hear may cost you more than the discomfort of hearing something that does offend you.
Wow, that's powerful.
It's so true, right? Like, how often do we avoid those tough conversations?
All the time.
Or ignore feedback?
He says it's uncomfortable.
Exactly. It's easier to just stick our heads in the sand.
It's human nature, right?
Totally. But he's saying for solopreneurs, being open to those uncomfortable truths, even if they challenge your beliefs,
it's invaluable.
Like, don't be afraid to ruffle some feathers.
Yeah.
That discomfort, it's a sign you're growing.
And that willingness to question, to challenge, it's so important for solopreneurs, especially when they're trying to do something new.
Yeah, they can't be afraid to break the mold.
They got to forge their own path.
Which leads us to that third newsletter.
Okay.
Why work results are about timing, not toil.
Hmm.
This one really hit me because I don't know about you, but I can get caught up in that hustle harder mentality.
Oh, for sure. I think a lot of solopreneurs do, especially coming from that corporate world.
Yeah, where it's all about long hours, always being busy.
Badges is of honor.
Totally. But Munoz is flipping the script again.
He is.
He's saying, we got to recognize that there are things outside our control that affect outcomes.
Okay, that makes sense.
And he uses this great analogy.
Oh, I love a good analogy.
He compares work to planting seeds, you know?
Yeah.
Like you can do everything right, prepare the soil, plant the seed, water it, give it sunlight.
But you could make it sprout.
Exactly. Sometimes, despite our best efforts,
things just don't work out.
And that's okay.
It's tough to accept that sometimes.
It is, but he's saying we got to let go of that divinity complex, that idea that we have complete control over everything.
The divinity complex.
Recognize the role of timing in our success.
So it's not just about working hard, it's about working smart.
And knowing when to rest, when to reflect.
Especially for solopreneurs who are wearing all the hats.
Right, it's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to take care of ourselves.
Burnout is a real danger.
Totally. So in a way, he's tying back to that first idea, challenging norms.
Okay, I see it.
Don't buy into the always on, hustle harder culture.
Be intentional with your time.
Your energy.
And know when to step back.
So for someone thinking about going solo, it's like he's offering a whole new mindset.
A new way of approaching work, life, everything.
It's not just about quitting your job. It's about shedding those old ways of thinking that might be holding you back.
That's deep.
Yeah. It's like he's giving us permission to rewrite the rules.
Yeah. To define success on our own terms.
That's going to be so liberating, especially for people who feel stifled in those corporate environments.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like those limitations and expectations.
But okay, let's zoom out for a sec.
Okay.
Connect all these dots. We've got debunking the loneliness myth.
Right.
Embracing the contrarian spirit.
Right.
And that whole timing, not toil idea.
What's the common thread, you're asking?
Yeah. What ties it all together?
I think it's about a growth mindset, you know,
uh-huh.
Both personally and professionally.
Mm.
It's like those challenges, the discomfort, they're not things to avoid.
Right.
They're opportunities.
To learn, to grow, yeah.
Exactly. And it kind of changes how we think about success.
It's not just hitting those numbers.
It's about evolving, becoming the best version of yourself.
I love that. And it's where the real fulfillment comes from.
When you're constantly pushing yourself.
Challenging yourself.
Growing.
You're not just building a business.
You're building a life.
One that's aligned with your values.
Your dreams, your vision.
You know, going through these newsletters.
Yeah.
I'm struck by how much emphasis he puts on taking ownership.
Makes sense.
He's not just giving advice.
Right.
He's saying, become an active participant in your own life.
Shape your own destiny.
Exactly. And that's crucial for solopreneurs, right?
They're calling the shots.
They have to be able to make those decisions, take risks.
Trust their own judgment.
Even when it goes against conventional wisdom.
That's tough.
It is, but it's so empowering.
Especially for anyone who's feeling stuck, unfulfilled.
Munoz shows us we have the power to choose a different path.
Even if it means getting uncomfortable.
All right, so let's recap those key takeaways from this deep dive into Art Munoz's wisdom on solopreneurship.
Let's do it.
First, he wants us to rethink that loneliness myth.
Right. Yeah, by actively building those covenantal communities.
Based on shared values.
Real support.
Then embrace that inner contrarian.
Question everything.
Challenge the status quo.
And remember, results are about timing, not just toil.
Let go of that divinity complex.
Accept what you can't control.
Find that balance between effort and acceptance.
Powerful stuff.
So as we wrap up, here's a final thought for you.
Okay.
Thinking about all this, what's one assumption you have about solopreneurship or even work in general that maybe needs to be challenged?
What belief might be holding you back from taking that leap, creating that change you want?
Take some time to think about that.
And remember what Munoz says, embracing that discomfort.
That's where the real magic happens.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful.
Inspiring.
Until next time, keep challenging those norms.
And embracing the discomfort.
That's where the growth is.